This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. I recently sat in the clinic office writing my notes when an angry intern marched in. "The lady in exam room 16 is ridiculous," she said. "I left the exam room for 2 minutes to answer a page. When I came back in the room, the patient was reading my medical note. I told her it was my note and that it was private. She had no right to read it. Well, she told me my note was insulting. She stamped out of the room and left. The intern thought the woman left because she got angry, though it was probably more likely that she left because the intern's note called her difficult and suggested her symptoms were not real. Medical notes do not belong to the doctor. They're legal documents that belong to the patient. While many of my colleagues will disagree with me, I feel that every time we write a note about a patient, it should be sent to the patient. The benefits are enormous. Not only would this allow people to read our observations and understand our thinking, but it would allow them to correct our mistakes and reduce our errors. It will enhance people's trust of doctors, allow people to be better informed, help them to make better decisions, and reinforce medical advice. Doctors send letters back and forth to each other all the time about patients, but very few patients ever get to read these letters summarizing the patient's condition. While some people could care less, most would like to see how much work and effort is spent summarizing and clarifying an otherwise complicated story. Certainly some of the language will be confusing and technical, and some may be misunderstood. But in the end, communication will improve if the patient just asks the doctor to clarify the letter. In the United Kingdom, where patients are now routinely sent their medical notes, satisfaction with care has improved, and so has quality. Of course, clinicians need to be careful. These letters should not replace face-to-face discussions. We should not send letters that contain abnormal results or significant information that has not been discussed with the patient first. There are also situations where, in the clinician's judgment, it would not be appropriate to send a copy of a letter, say when the patient does not wish to know their diagnosis, or when the person is a minor with a confidential condition, such as a pregnancy or a sexually transmitted disease. Given that most people spend 10 to 30 minutes sitting in the waiting room looking at 3-year-old People magazines waiting to see the doctor, why not have the patient review their own medical records while they wait? Bottom line, people should routinely be provided copies of their notes and letters. For KCRW, this is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.